So this is the money class in Kalamata on October 12th, 2012. So, Kalispera. If you would like to take, this is the money class, and we're going to talk about some tools, some specific tools that you can use to attract more money and more of other things in your life. So if you'd like to take some notes and write stuff down and work with these tools, then that would be great. And if and Maria's going to help us with any translation that we need. Yes, Maria? Mm-hmm. Yep. So don't worry about missing anything. We have pens. Is that Marika? No. We have pens. Yes, if you need. And we have paper.
I found it.
You found it. Okay. Cool. The tools that I'm going to give you work to change things in your life. There's only one time they don't work. When you don't use them. Okay. So, if you don't want to use them, you don't have to use them, but please know that they don't work if you don't use them. Yeah, okay, sorry. So, yeah, that's it. Okay. And if you gave to Maria your email address, we will send you also the audio recording of the evening. So we're going to do about 90 minutes to 2 hours, depending on how we're feeling, right, of some verbal processing. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. I'm going to ask you to go into the crazy part of your mind and pull out your answer and write it down, just so that you can look at it, so you can look at some of the ideas that you have about money and some of the ways in which you are not inviting more money into your life, okay? And if you'd like, because we can change it if we're willing to look at it. So don't give me the right answer. Don't give me the answer you think I want to hear. Be willing to be completely honest with yourself this evening. And let's look at some of the stuff that is blocking flows of money into your life, right? And if you already have money, there's still some issues that you can clear around money. I know a lot of people with, I've worked with people with, you know, less than zero. And I worked with a woman, she was actually going to come from Rome. I worked with a woman who's a millionaire. I mean, she really is an heiress and she has a hotel chain. And she taught me so much about money, about how we block ourselves up with money and how we limit our lives with our ideas about money. She has more fixed, rigid points of view about money than probably anyone here. So it has nothing to do with how much money you have, the ideas that you have about money. It has to do with how much you're willing to allow ideas and fixed points of view about money to block you. So we're all pretty spread out, so that's pretty cool, right? That's fine. It doesn't, yeah. Yeah, if they want to hear. So if there's any words you don't understand now, no, you're fine. Be relaxed, whatever. If I don't look at you enough, say, hey, Cass, look at me. You're not looking at me. I want you to look at me. And I'll look over at you. So everyone, if you gave Maria, you'll get the recording. And if you didn't understand something I said now, please ask. As I go on, you surely won't understand everything I say, because what I'm going to be doing is called verbal processing, right? And the verbal processing is meant to go around your logical mind, the mind that understands me, and get to that crazy part of your mind where the interesting answers to the interesting life you're looking for and to the money flows you're looking for are. So I'm going to repeat that. We use about 10% of our brain maximum. And the other 90% is just sitting there waiting for us to ask it a question, waiting for us to access it. So tonight I'm going to be saying some crazy phrases, using some words, asking you some questions that hopefully catch your thinking mind that's sitting there waiting to hear what I'm going to say, right, off guard, and goes around to that interesting part of your mind that an answer comes up and you're like, who said that? I don't even think that. Why did I say that? But that's some of the stuff that's blocking you. So you won't understand everything, and it doesn't have anything to do with the words. But we can make Maria translate it anyway, because she's really good at it. But please know that it doesn't have anything to do with the words. Okay? Those are the ground rules. The other ground rule is that there are no stupid questions, only stupid people who don't ask questions. So please, please, please ask a question. Because it either is something that can help the whole group, right? Or something that may unlock you. And when you have a question, ask it. Because in that moment, you have an opening, a vulnerability, that if you're willing to receive the answer, could unlock a whole bunch of stuff for you. Okay? And also, it could be somebody else's question that they're just too shy to ask, and that you're picking up on telepathically. So please go ahead and ask that question. So tell me a little bit about you guys. Why are you here tonight? Why'd you come? What would you like to get out of this evening?
More money.
More money? Okay, cool.
The laws about the money.
The laws about the money. Okay, cool. All right. So the laws about the money has a little bit the vibration of there's a secret about money, right? Has a little bit the idea of there's a secret about money, and if I only knew that secret, then I would have would be able to unlock the mystery about money. So everywhere we think that there is a secret and there are laws about money that we just have not read the book, we just have not had access to those laws, that they're hidden in a cave somewhere, and that if we went, we're willing to go into the cave of Hades, that we would find the answer. Can we destroy and create all that? Everywhere we think that there's something hidden that we're not getting? Yeah. Right? Run good bed, all man, pod, pop, short boys and beyonds. Because the laws and the secrets are yours and not what you have made up. And we can start unlocking that. So more money, the laws about money. What else? Why did you come tonight? Yeah.
More peace.
More peace. Mm. Awesome. Awesome. So what have you defined as peace?
Balance.
Harmony.
A good relationship with myself.
Okay, a good relationship with yourself.
Freedom.
Freedom, okay. So is there something in particular you believe would give you these things?
Out of me, no. I have tried, but no.
Out of you, no. So it wouldn't come from you, these things.
I don't expect anything outside to give it to me.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're inside somewhere.
Okay, cool. So does it have anything for you to do with money?
Partly.
Yeah? In what way?
What exactly was the question?
If that has anything in your mind to do with money. And I really like your answer,
okay.
Partly. I really like your answer, and I really, so I'm actually using you, and please allow me to do that, to actually make a point to the group.
Okay. Money, necessary for living.
Mm-hmm. This is okay. So does it have anything to do with peace and freedom for you?
Yes.
Okay.
In
cool.
a way.
Okay, cool.
Because when you live, you need to have money to eat, to wear clothes.
Okay.
So in this way, you have your freedom.
Okay. What if I were to tell you that it has a lot to do with the subject of tonight's meeting about money, but it has nothing to do with money per se? That freedom, that peace, that a good relationship with yourself and having more money was the same law, the same secret, which I'm about to reveal to you, right? But it's not about the money. Because money is, these are the tools of Access Consciousness, and Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness, and Dane Heer, who's the co-creator of Access Consciousness, they wrote a book. Gary started Access about 25 years ago, and it's a combination of these ancient wisdoms from the East and modern psychology and a whole bunch of stuff. It's similar to a lot of things and really not like anything at all. It's irreverent. which means it goes in the face of a lot of things. And they wrote a book called Money Isn't the Problem, You Are. Has anyone heard of that book before? Yeah, you've heard of that book. And in this book, which is not up there, but we did have it, I think.
I took it.
You took it, good for you. In this book, the whole book is about money isn't the problem, you are, and your willingness, listen up, your willingness to receive. Okay? So everywhere we have not been willing to receive, and everywhere our unwillingness to receive has created a lack of money, a lack of peace, a lack of freedom, a lack of a communion with ourselves. Can we destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Yeah? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pot, pock, short, close, and beyond. So that's the clearing statement. How it works is I ask you a question. Yeah. Do you want to ask me the question? Ask what I was saying. Okay. Right. You might want to sit closer to them, but you can. But I like that you can hear your voice loud. If you say it louder, we can hear it on here too, right? Takirosha, what did he say?
I think he was.
Ακυρώσουμε κάποιες πεπιθήσεις που έχουμε για τα χρήματα.
Για πιο πολύ για τη θέλησή μας να δεχτούμε να λάβουμε. Το χρήμα απλώς είναι τέτοιο. He's asking that we're going to cancel out what we think about money. I said about our willingness to receive.
Yeah. So what we're just going to look at, first of all, is our willingness. Are we willing to receive in our lives? That's what we're going to look at. So can you say that?
Αυτό που θα κοιτάξουμε, όπως είπαμε, είναι το πόσο θέλουμε εμείς να λάβουμε στη ζωή μας. Και ξεκινάμε.
So because once we're willing to receive, we can do, we receive everything. Okay? So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about how you perceive money. Okay? So, and I'd like you to write it down, your answers. So, and this is about peace. You can substitute the word peace, because the money can't buy you the peace, but once you're willing to receive peace in your life, money follows. Once you're willing to have a communion with yourself, money follows. Once you're willing to be joy, money follows. Money follows joy, peace, and communion with yourself. Not the opposite way around, right? You can't. Once you have peace, those things are really willing to come to your party. So can you imagine inviting, having a party, right? And inviting, trying to invite money to come to your party. And money says, okay, so why should I come to your party? Are you going to be peaceful? Well, no, I'm not going to be peaceful, but if you come, we'll be peaceful. Well, are you going to be joyful? Well, I'm not really feeling that much joy at the moment, but if you come, I'll be joyful. Are you going to be, in a good relationship with the people around you and having fun? Well, if you come, I'll be joyful. Well, why do I need to come to your party when I could just stay and have my own party? And have peace, joy, and a lot of communion with my friends. So everywhere we're trying to invite something into our lives, and thinking once that thing gets there, then we'll have everything we've waited for, as opposed to being willing to have everything we've waited for, and inviting that into our lives and being open to receive that. Can we destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Yeah, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pot, fuck, show, poison. Does that make sense? I mean, you want to have a party, you've got no martini, you've got no George Clooney, and
George Clooney. Yeah, wouldn't need the party.
If you had George Clooney, the party would come to you. That's the point. That's the point. Okay. So here's the first question. And I want you to say the first three things, write them down, and you can share them with the group if you'd like. But I'd like you to write it down, and then we'll go back to it. So the first question is, what does money mean to you? Three things.
Peace of mind.
money mean to you?
And would that translate?
Yeah.
Say it again. Say it again,
Martha. You have to
answer. I want you to write it down for yourself. The question, what does money mean for you? Number one, freedom. Two, Ferraris. Three, peace. Four, saving the world. I mean, whatever that is for you. What does money mean for you? So the next question is, what does money look like? Three answers. What does money look like? What aspect does it have? How do you say what does money look like? What does it look like? You know, she's tall. What does Maria look like? She's short, petite, kind of cute, got blonde hair. You know, wears shorts. If I ask you what Maria looks like, you start describing her, right? The way you describe Maria is going to be different than the way I describe Maria, because to me, Maria looks different than she does to you. Okay? Like there's a guy, I've got a, there's a guy who is a driver. What does it look like?
Is he saying literally?
Well, any way you want to answer that, what does money look like to you? Okay? What does it look like? If I ask you to describe money, you say you want money, I say to you, describe it. What does it look like? Okay. What is that thing you are saying? Because we're looking at 360 degrees around what our points of view are about money, right? So it's not that strange of a question if you think about it. But already there's a little bit of in your universe. What does money look like? Three things. Three words or phrases you would use to describe money. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of this. So everything that comes up for you when I ask you what does money mean to you, everything that comes up for you when I ask you what does money look like, can we destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Yeah, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, prog, show, poison, and beyonds. And when I ask to destroy and uncreate, right, what I'm asking is, I'm asking you a question. What does money look like to you? There's an energy that comes up, and it's a different energy for every one of you. It's a different energy for every one of you when we talk about what does money look like. And then I ask you to everything that is, meaning everything that energy is, everything that's come up for you energetically, to destroy and uncreate it, which means get rid of everything. Destroy is to knock it down. All that emotion that you have around that, all those points of view, everything that comes up for you, I'm asking you to destroy and uncreate it, which means, it's a made-up word, uncreate. Doesn't exist in English. What it means is to stop giving creative energy to this that comes up in your universe, which you are using to block receiving any clarity about money. Okay? And then I said, so everything that is, destroy it and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, short, boys, and beyonds, which is a clearing statement, which there's lots of information about in Bar's classes. You can go online to www.theclearingstatement.com and get a really in-depth explanation. But for tonight, it's just like a magic wand that says, abracadabra, clear everything that is energetically blocking that. They're called points of creation, and I'm asking the energy to go to the moment before you chose this as an answer to that question. The moment before you started creating your reality around money with that energy. So it's POC, POC, point of creation, and POD, POD, point of destruction. The moment before you created that as your reality around money, and the moment you started destroying the possibility of money coming into your life, or peace, or happiness, or whatever that is, with that point of view, with that energy there. Because it's oftentimes not verbal. And even this, the answer to what does money look like, sometimes it's not verbal. So when that energy comes up, And I say destroy and uncreate it. In getting rid of a layer of that, perhaps the verbalization of what money means to you or what money looks like to you can come out. But it couldn't come out because it was hidden under all of those thoughts, feelings, emotions, considerations that are so dense that you can't even verbalize it. You can't even hear the question, let alone verbalize it. You can't even hear the questions. What does money look like? You know, if I ask you, you know, what does this building look like? Oh, the building. Well, it's tall. It's this. It's got windows. It's got a balcony. It's got doors. You get 150,000 words to describe this building, which you don't want, which isn't a preoccupation in your life, which you're not sitting thinking about all the time. But money, which you say will bring you peace, will bring you happiness, will bring you joy, will resolve your problems, that you're thinking about all the time, you don't even know what it means to you. You can't even verbalize what it looks like. So everything that is, and everything that comes up with that, would we be willing to destroy and uncreate just a tad bit of it, so we can get to what's underneath a little bit, yeah? Right, wrong, good, bad, oh my, but on short, boys and young. It's crazy. It's crazy. And if we're willing to look at it, believe me, don't believe me, try it. We can really get to the bottom of it, and we can start clearing away some of the stuff that does not allow you to just be like, oh, money, you know, yeah, yeah, I've got it. What else? What's the problem? Yeah. So I'm going to give you, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to give you some tools that you can practically apply to your life to start clearing away some of that stuff and attracting money into your life. Does that sound like fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. I have a question.
Sure.
When you clear, how can we be sure that we clear only the bad things?
You know what? I love that question. I love that question. We're not clearing just the bad stuff.
Okay.
We are destroying and uncreating any point of view that you have. Because how much judgment do you need to determine whether something's bad or good? A little, a lot, or megaton? Yeah. So when we, what really sticks us is not the stuff that we've considered bad. What really sticks us is the stuff we've considered good. Because once we've considered something good, we're not willing to change it, we're not willing to look at it. We've been told we're wrong and bad so often all of our lives, and usually by ourselves, right? Or some of our loving family members. That as soon as we decide we've got something good, we're like, no, don't touch that. Just, you know, let's go over here and work on this. But please don't touch that thing. Because, like, I got that one right. One thing. What did you say today? Yeah. Finally got something right. That's not, I'm cute. Let's not touch with that. What do you mean you don't like my hair? What, I got to change that? No. So everywhere we haven't been willing to destroy and uncreate even the good points of view, knowing that maybe something even bigger and grander and something that really reflects who we are today might show up. Can we destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, short, boys and beyonds. Because if you figure, well, you know what, I've got this part of my life set. I don't have to really look at that. I just want to look at A, B, skip over C, because C's fine. D, E, okay? So if looking at C and looking at A and destroying and uncreating everything you thought was perfect about that allows you to not only have that, but more. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Right? One good bed, online, pod, book, show, boys, friends. And we're so great at recreating stuff in our lives. Do you ever notice that? Like you get over a problem, and then you just recreate the same problem. We're really good at recreating the same thing over and over and over and over. Did you ever notice? We've all got doctorate, like post-laureate degrees, and recreating the BS in our lives, which stands for bullshit, but we're not saying that. We're really great at that. So we can certainly recreate something that we considered was good in our lives. But just maybe, with a different point of view, we won't recreate the exact same thing, but we'd create something and generate something that reflects who we are a little bit more. Yeah? Everything that comes up with that, and everywhere we were like, damn, I have to look at that. I thought that was working for me. Okay. Let's destroy it and create all that. Okay. Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, pop, show, poison, man. So what does money mean to you? Three things. And everything that is, times a godzillion, destroying and create all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pop, short, poison, beyonds. And what does money look like to you? Three things. What does money look like? If you don't get them all, I'm not going to beat you. I'm not going to make you stand in the corner. I'm not going to throw you over the balcony. So, you know, that's fine. But it's great to just write it down when it comes to mind, even if you have one or two. Okay. So what does money smell like?
Green leaves.
Green leaves, cool. What else? What
olives.
Does money... Olives?
Olives.
Green leaves.
Πράσινα φύλλα.
Yeah.
Οι ρίζες σαν πράσινα φύλλα.
Πράσινα φύλλα.
Έτσι, πράσινα σε σένα.
Green leaves. For some people, money smells like olives. If you have olive groves, and you grow olives for a living, and you sell olives, for some people, money smells like olives. If you grow coffee for a living, some people, money smells like coffee. Ah, coffee, we're going to make money this year. You know? Some people might smell like coffee. What does money smell like to you?
Just papers.
Paper. What does paper smell like to you?
Charity.
Write it down. What does money smell like to you?
I can't think of nothing yet.
It's because you're stunned by my beauty. I understand.
I get an orgasm
Well, that's obvious to you. To her, it smells like green leaves. Doesn't smell like print metallic at all. So perhaps the obvious. So everywhere what money smells like is so obvious to you. Write it down. Because you're obvious. Maybe somebody else is. That's really strange. Green leaves.
Obvious. Obvious. Obvious.
And everywhere we're thinking, okay, we're never going to be able to do this. We don't even understand what she's saying. She's talking really strange. We're not going to understand. We're not going to be able to resolve our money issues tonight. All those thoughts, invite them to wait for you at the door because you can pick them up as soon as you go out. But here, just for now, just for you, just for fun, never tell anyone. Let's play. Let's play with some of these ideas. Let's play. What is there? Get it wrong. Would you be willing to have the wrong answer? Could you possibly have the wrong answer? Would we know if you had the wrong answer about what money smells like to you? It's the one place, if you think about it, where you can't possibly be wrong. Because it's about you and what you think about money and what money means to you. So nobody has the answer. It's all about you. How's it getting better than that? And everywhere we're like, oh my God, am I going to have the right answer? And I'm going to have to read it later. And then the people are going to laugh at me because this is what I wrote and everything like that. And we destroy and uncreate all that?
Yeah. Yes.
Would you be willing to have the most strange, ridiculous, stupid, crazy, wrong answer ever about money if it were going to free you from some points of view? If we're going to help you free somebody else, because we couldn't do it just for ourselves, right? We always have to do for other people. So let's just pretend that if getting you free of this tonight will help you free about 10 other people. That's a good incentive, right? Everything that is. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, pod, fog, short, poison, nuance. What does money taste like? Taste.
What taste?
Taste. What does money taste like?
Another question.
It's another question.
It's another question.
Yes. Taste.
Πώς λέγεται γενιστέρο, γλιστέρο, γενιστέρο, έτσι. Εμένα μου θυμίζει.
Μεταλλικό ή σαλίτσα.
Όχι, όχι, σαλίτσα. Έχεις δοκιμάσει ποτέ
αυτά που δίνεις
στους καθολικούς στην κοινωνία, τα λεπτά που σαν ριζόχαρτο που είναι, αυτή τη γεύση, σαν την όστια, ναι. Σαν τα κινέζικα
νούτλς.
Όχι γλιστερό. Έχει μια γεύση έτσι.
What does money taste like? Θα
το
γράψω. Γιατί
δεν το γράψω. Σαν
πικρό σε πόχες. Εμένα μου είναι ευχάριστο αυτή η γεύση.
So what does it mean to me? What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like?
Okay. We should write the answer again.
Yeah.
Do you need three?
We need three. You
can have five.
I can, but I cannot find
five. Can you find two?
Yes.
I'm not looking at something. I'm not looking at something.
Do you like food?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you like different flavors or do you like just like one flavor? usually, and you look for that flavor everywhere.
No, different.
Different flavors. So you're used to identifying different flavors and using all of your taste buds to do that, right? So how many different definitions of money and how it tastes could you find? That, what's that? Break that down. And she's like, how did you get? How come you get? We were going to only do one, remember? We were going to say, hell, we can't do three, we can only do one. Now you're like, oh, you found something. How could you find something and leave me behind? And everything that is, and everything that comes up with that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, fuck, you up, poison me out. Okay. So we're moving forward here because we've got some stuff to cover. Because I could tell you guys have a lot of fixed points of view about money, so we gotta keep moving. Okay, we ready?
Yes.
We going? Okay. So you with me? Amore, Petra, you with me? What if you think about money coming towards you?
Coming.
Okay, coming towards you. From what direction? Arriving to you. From what direction do you see it coming? Okay. Is it coming from the front? Is it coming from the top? Is it coming from behind you? Is it coming up from the ground? Is it coming down?
Is that one answer or 10,000 again?
Well, it may be all of them. It may be all of them. So from what direction do you see it coming? So now I'd like to ask you, is that cool? Are we done with that? So I'd like to ask you to write down the three things that are either your biggest problems with money at the moment, or three things you would do if you had €1 million. Mm-hmm. €1 million.
Or.
You can write both if you'd like. Yeah. So, yes. So write down the three main issues, problems you have in regards to money at the moment. And then write down, if you had €1 million, what would you do with that money? Now, did someone write down the questions as well?
Yes.
Okay.
If you had that.
Yes. What are the three main issues you have with money? Well, I'd really like to be able to pay off my mortgage, or, well, I've got my child's school that I'm back paying on that, or I really would like this boat, and I put a down payment on it, and now I'm going to lose the down payment on it because I don't have enough money to pay it off, or...
If you had what? Money.
No, the three main issues you have with money. Yeah. Don't have enough to fly to Kenya. First class, I can only go economy class, and that really doesn't fit me. Just pick it on. I like to turn left, and you have to turn right when you get on the plane and go in economy, and it's just passe.
Okay, just one question.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't get. Are you saying our biggest problems with money is
the biggest issues with money?
That the lack of it, that the lack of money gives us, or our biggest the thing that we think is
in this moment. In this moment, what your issue with money is. Don't have enough to do this, have too much to do that.
So
people are always borrowing from me.
Okay.
It might be that, you know, family members are always borrowing from me and I can never get ahead. That, well, I don't really have an issue, but the guy I work with, he does the exact same thing I do, but he makes more money, and that's a problem for me. You know, it whatever it is that is your issue with money. So those answers are for you for the moment, right? Was it any fun doing it? Did you have any, did it stimulate anything in you that you hadn't thought about before? Doing the answering the questions. Yeah, okay. So now this. Okay, so let's keep going with this. We'll get to the five steps to create financial freedom in a moment. Let's keep going with this. So what? The first question, what does money mean to you? Just throw stuff out. You don't have to. I don't have to call on you. What does money mean to you? Marika, what does money mean to you?
Peace.
Peace.
And safety.
And safety. Okay. Stefano, what does money mean to you? Or anybody?
Freedom of movement.
Freedom of movement.
Independence.
Independence. Okay. What does money mean to you?
Freedom from security.
Freedom and security. Okay. So
and fun.
And fun. Okay. So that when we have identified something as our gateway to freedom, to fun, to peace, can any of those things be bought? I mean, look how much money, you know, China has. Look at how much money the United States has had. Have they ever been able to buy peace? Really?
No.
Okay. So look at how much, you know, money. I mean, a lot of you know the Prime Minister of Germany, Merkel. Does she seem like she's peaceful?
No.
Does she seem like she's free?
No.
Yeah.
Sour. Okay.
So the thing about when we've identified something as something it is not, we've somehow created a lie in our reality, right? And when we create a lie, we can't change it, because you can't really change a lie. So everywhere we have a misidentified, it's a misidentification of one thing as another thing. And then we go working at trying to obtain that thing, you know, freedom, through something that is a misidentification, like money. And we're never able to obtain neither the freedom nor the money, neither one nor the other. So everywhere we've misidentified and misapplied freedom as money and money as freedom, and we've intertwined them so that we could be free as a bird, we could be peaceful as a still river, a still stream, and never know it. Because if the money isn't there, we don't recognize it as being peaceful. If the money isn't there, we don't recognize it as being freedom. So everywhere we've misidentified and misapplied money as freedom and freedom as money, or money as peace and peace as money, can we destroy and not create all that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, short, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. Because once you buy a lie as true, not only do you have a money problem, you also got this problem with this lie that's sticking you, your life, and all kinds of things flowing into your life. Yeah. So just to understand truth, what does money mean to you? Do you even care about money? Yeah. Yeah. So if you were to think of money as you think of a brush, or as you think of a comb, or as you think of a sandwich, might it have an easier time coming into your life? Yeah. So everything that doesn't allow us to think of money as the means to an end that it is, as opposed to associating it with these huge concepts that we have given so much credence to, like joy, like freedom, like peace. Can we destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, short, boys, and beyonds. So what does money look like?
Papers.
What does money look like?
Papers.
Looks like papers. Okay.
Yeah.
So have you ever had all these papers on your desk and like you need to straighten them up and you're like, oh God, more papers? So everywhere where we've been thinking of money as papers, when papers is also something that annoys us and that makes us wrong in some way because we can't keep them ordered, right? And everywhere where... you can keep the money in order. You just don't have it to keep it.
It's
the papers. Okay. So, but you see what I'm getting at here? That if we think of money as papers, does that mean that we're not willing to receive coins? Does that mean that we're not willing to receive money through bank wire transfers? Oh, no, honey, don't give me a transfer. Just give me the paper. Just give me the cash. No, but I'd like to give you twice as much by a wire transfer. No, 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 because for me, money's paper. So everywhere we're limiting how money look, what money looks like, what kinds of money can come into our life, because we've determined that it looks one way. Can we destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, show, poison, meals. And if somebody wants to give you a whole truckload of coins, would you be willing to receive it? Or it's like, oh, I don't really want to count all those coins. Don't you have, like, how many bigger bills? You know. So everywhere we're not willing to receive 1 million or 100 million 1 euro coins. Can we destroy and create all that? Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pop, short, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. So what else does money look like?
Dirt.
Dirt. Yeah, that's what money tastes like. Dirt. Cool. Cool. Thank you for that answer. So does anyone else have the point of view that money tastes like dirt? Yeah.
Huh?
A filling. A filling. Tastes like a filling. Metallic. Metallic. Yeah. What else?
I've got shiny. It looks like shiny and dirty.
It looks like shiny and dirty.
So do you think
that's that, great. Yeah. That's great. So she says it looks shiny. How would you say shiny? And at the same time, it looks dirty.
Some money looks shiny, other money looks dirty.
Yeah. So everywhere we have a conflictual universe around money. That we want it, but it's dirty. But that it's shiny, but it's not so shiny. That it doesn't taste good. And I can imagine, did anyone say it smells like roses?
No.
No. That it doesn't smell good. That it's not that pretty. And yet... we spend a lot of time thinking about it and desiring it in our lives. Oh. You see the absurdity of it? Yes. So everywhere where we have a conflictual universe around money, which is just about everywhere, can we just look at it for a second and open up to the various aspects that money can have? Is there any instance in which money could taste good?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like when?
Πώς είναι το ριζό χαρτοπούλτα, αλλά σαν κούκκις είναι αυτό.
But σαν κούκκις, yeah.
It tastes like what they give to Catholics when you...
Yeah, the little wafer things, yeah.
Something like paper, but it isn't paper.
But it isn't paper, cool. Yes. So everywhere, and well, she's creating
soft.
That, and soft. So soft.
Yeah. And πώς είναι το ζελέ, αλλά χωρίς τη ζάχαρη απ' έξω. Το ζελέ που είναι γλιστερό και απαλό έτσι.
Oh, like the little gelatin. Like,
yeah.
Sugar.
So do you feel the difference in that energy? As opposed to the energy of what we were talking about metallic and about paper tasting and about... So everywhere she's creating that energy from consciousness, can we duplicate that and open ourselves up to thinking of money as tasting good? As smelling good, as feeling soft. What about money? Have you ever dropped a coin in like some honey, or it got chocolate on it? Have you ever seen chocolate in your bag, and you've got some coins wrapped around chocolate, or you know, dropping? What about if you coated money in honey? Would you be willing to put it into your mouth?
Yeah, I was trying it, but I couldn't before. And I was kind of thinking of honey. Wouldn't it be great if money would taste like honey? But but it doesn't to me.
So you have you put money in your mouth before?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot? A little?
A little.
A little, yeah. So what if all of a sudden they started, and nobody knew it, making honey flavored money.
Yummy.
Would that be a little bit of a different reality? Just about looking at these things from a little bit of a different reality. You know what I mean? What does money mean to you? What does it taste like? When we've misidentified it and misapplied it as something that it's not, it can never come into our lives with ease because it's tied to something that is an impossible relationship. What does money look like to you? If it looks shiny and then it looks dirty, it's a little bit of a conflictual, it might be walking right beside you on the road and you don't recognize it because you can only see it as paper. Or you, if it's shiny or dirty, what if it's just dressed in green leaves and you don't even see it? Would you be willing to see it? Yeah.
Yes.
So, and also what it tastes like, you know? You put actually different money tastes differently. And I actually tried this. The new dollar bills, right, have a fiber to them. Like you can taste the texture on a new dollar bill. Then you have the francs. The French francs used to be really smooth. Like there was no texture and no ridges at all on that. You know what I mean? And then you have really old money that you could, taste like you could put these old dollars in your hand. You do taste the difference there. So when I ask you, do you like food? Do you like the different cheeses? Cheese is cheese, right? And no. You got the feta cheese, you got the Hauda cheese, you got the Swiss cheese, you got all these different types of cheese. It's just like you got all these different types of money. And what do checks taste like? Are they dirty?
No.
Yeah, come right out of the bank. Do they spend? Yeah, checks. Can't even taste bank wire transfers. And that's where the big money gets transferred. You know? Yeah. And what about gold?
Oh.
Talk about honey. Exactly. So is that money also? Yeah. Especially in Greece where the first, trades were done with gold. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and also, the thing about gold, right, which is somehow the currency, the money that always comes back, the different currencies, they can go up, they can go down, but gold is like the equalizer throughout the ages from ancient Greece, to then the Romans tried to copy this. It's always the great equalizer, gold. It always comes back to what the value of gold is and how money is in relation to gold. And they started mixing the pure gold, right, with some lesser metal to sort of make more gold, right? And then the system crashed, and the same thing in Rome. And then they started using the dollar as the equalizing system, and then that didn't work so well. Gold, pure gold, is a metal, isn't it? Yeah. And it has a vibration, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So what would it be like? What would it be like? How would it be?
A gold?
If you could recognize the vibration of gold.
Oh, ooh.
You got the energy of that, yeah.
Very good energy.
What would it be like if your body knew when gold was around? And does your body truly know when gold is around? When diamonds are around? When silver is around? When platinum is around? So everything, and what would it be like if your body was vibrationally compatible with gold? So everything that doesn't allow you to be vibrationally compatible with gold and silver and platinum, will you now destroy and then create all of that?
Yes.
Right around good, bad, all night, pod, pod, short, boys, and beyond. So you notice how that makes you smile?
Yeah.
I have to smile enough so much because it's in coins, it's also shiny and it's also, I love it, this shiny thing. But then when I think of gold in general, I suddenly get this picture of these, I don't know, fat, hairy man that has his gold sitting on the hairy chest at the
kind of Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Awesome.
There are all some people that are kind of fat and they kind of wear this heavy gold and I have a point of view about that. Yes.
Yeah, thanks for saying that.
Yeah.
Because if we don't recognize it, everyone hear what she said?
Mm-hmm.
I like gold, but if it's on a fat, hairy guy, I'm a little bit turned off by the gold. You know what I mean? It's like sweaty and smelly with all this hair under the top of it. Big old gold. You know, I've got a point of view about that. Okay. So everywhere we are confusing the package with the product. And everywhere we have a point of view that doesn't allow us to receive the product. Would we be willing to destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Truth?
Okay.
A little bit of it. Okay. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, short, boys, and beyonds. What if we were the hound dogs of authentic gold? Wherever that was. Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, hard clock, show up, boys and beyond. I'm going to tell you about a couple of tricks. I call them tricks, but there are a couple of tools that you can start using to change your financial situation, to have more ease with finances. And some of that is a little bit of this play that we've been doing thus far, to begin to look at things from a different point of view, to begin to look at some of your fixed points of view about money. And I love the hairy guy, you know, with the gold. It's like, if a gold, an ounce of gold, which currently is about $1,700, about 1,500 euro, right? If an ounce of gold were sitting in the middle of a pile of shit, would you pick it up?
How much is an ounce of gold?
It's about a gold nugget. It's 1,500 euro. Which, if 2 ounces of gold were sitting in a pile of shit, do you understand what I'm saying?
Well,
the ounce of gold is about $1,700 at the moment, about $1,700. And you know what? When you're interested in money, and we're talking about money, I love it. I brought Gary Douglas to Italy, and following the energy, we went down to the boot, to Puglia, and it was for the release of this book, Money Isn't the Problem, You Are, in Italian, right? And I had translators translate it. They totally didn't get the energy of it. So I went over it with another Italian girl. So, I mean, I was really involved in this book. And we go to present this book. There's a bookstore. They've got the book all over the place. He's signing copies. And we're talking about money, right? Talking about the book, right? And so this guy raises his hand and he's like, you know, I thought we were going to talk about consciousness. I don't know why you're talking about money, why you're all so wrapped up in money. And Gary's like, looking at the book, Money Isn't the Problem, You Are. He's like, this is a book signing for a book called Money. So if you're wondering why we're talking about money, and you just happen to, we're talking about money because that's the name of the evening, you know, how to attract more money into your life. So we could be talking about more sex, which may be tomorrow. How to attract more sex into your life. Some of the tools are the same, but, you know, you don't have to pick up money in a pile of shit, to get to sex. Although, you know, if that's what turned you on, I don't have a point of view about it, but we're talking about money because that's the name, that's what we chose this evening to be talking about.
This is the same with all aspects of our life.
Absolutely.
Also, we have limitations to everything.
Absolutely.
To our business, to our family.
Yeah, but has anyone ever told you that you're a little bit different than other people? That you get things in a way that other people don't get them? That you understand things 360 degrees where other people only see them straight on? Has anyone ever told you that?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. So you may be just a tad bit different. Actually, just mentioning that for other people who may not see the connection between this, what we're talking about, and everything. So just making a point why we're talking about so much money. So this is interesting, though. So here's a pile of shit, and it's not just, you know, dried shit where you could, like, pick it out and, like, not get anything on your hands, right? This is, like, messy chick. This is like So, 1 ounce of gold is $1,700. So how many, and you'll know, and I'm just going to ask you, I'm just going to say keep going, and you'll know when it starts getting light to you. Meaning, when, I'll think about it, it's okay. So don't feel badly if you don't want to put your hand in a pile of messy shit. To, you know, so everyone's thinking about, oh, I could get a glove, and then but I'd have a pink glove, because I don't want any fat, hairy gloves with the, So, 1 ounce of gold in the shit, 1 ounce of gold, would you put your hand in the shit? 2 ounces of gold, would you put your hand in the shit? 3 ounces of gold. Would you put your hand in the shit to get the gold? Okay, cool. So 3 ounces, we got to cover our people. 5 ounces of gold. So we've got 3, 4. We've got 6, 8. We've got 8. Would you put your hand in the shit to get 5 ounces of gold? Okay. So everything about it, smelling bad money, it tasting bad money, it, you know, looking bad money, and all that shit. Would you be willing to give, restore, and uncreate all of that? And go for the gold. Yeah? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy it and create all that. Right? We're good, bad, all nine, pod, pop, short, boys, and beyond. Okay. Just one, before we talk about some tools, I give you some other tools. Just one more little game I'd like. Does anyone have any questions about that? Is there anything else I wanted to say about that? I did want to say something else before we go to the, just remind me, fire, okay? Please have it. The question I had about which way money was coming towards you. So money arriving to you, just give me some ideas. Who had it coming toward them from the front? Yeah? Okay. So when you have money, when you see money coming towards you from the front, it's always something that's in the future. It's always something that you're going to have to reach for.
That's a big river.
That is not on you. It's coming. It's somewhere in your future, right? Not in the present. Okay. So everything that is and everywhere money is in the future and can't be in the present. And once we get it right, do something, it'll come to us. Can we destroy and then create all that? Mm-hmm. Right, run good bed, all night, pod, pop, show, boys and beyond. Did anyone see it coming down from above?
Yes.
Okay, so God's going to give it to you somehow. So if you're a good enough girl, God's going to rain that money down on you, and you're going to have abundance and money. So everywhere we're waiting for God to give us the money, and we won't take it from anybody else, because God's going to provide. Can we destroy?
I saw two directions, here and down.
Okay, so everywhere, exactly, where it's the spoil of the earth, and we've got to do something really dirty and really from the devil to get the money. Can we destroy and uncreate all that? We've either got to be really good or really bad to get the money. So everywhere we've got that point of view, can we destroy and uncreate all that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, short, boys, and beyond.
Right.
From the right side. Okay, when you do the right thing, and you take the right road, and you follow the right path, then money will be yours, my sister. That is times of Godzilla. We destroy and create all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, five, pop, short, boys, and beyond. Anyone from the left?
I saw all directions.
And you know what? Anything that doesn't allow money to come to you from all directions and everywhere from the middle, destroy it and create all that. Cool. Anything that doesn't allow money to be swirling around us in every direction and just an abundant flow continuously. Yes. Destroy and create all that. Yeah.
Right. I good, it was good.
Oh my God, that's right. Sorry, I'd love to make you wrong since you like to be wrong so much. But and make you wrong. And nobody's wrong. It's just looking at, it's not wrong. It's just looking at some of the ways we look at money, some of the ways we think about money. And that's what I'm here to do, just to give you a little bit of a clue around how, what insane points of view we choose. And we say we want something, and we can't even freaking figure out what it looks like. We never even thought of what it smells like, what it tastes like, what it, you know what I mean? Now, you know when you see somebody on the street and you like them, you're thinking about not only what he smells like, thinking about a whole bunch of other stuff. What he tastes like, what's it going to taste like in the morning, what, at night, with a little strawberry on top, a little honey on the side, you know. So everything that does not allow us to have as much fun thinking about money as we do thinking about sex, men, women, and strawberries dipped in chocolate and honey. Can we destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Right, we're on good, bad, all nine, pod, pod, short, boys, and beyond. So we may be a little bit past this at the moment, energetically, it feels like, but it's a nice little, you know, game. So let's do this before I give you some hard tools. I want you to think about standing in front of a fire. A fire.
No, we stand in front of a fire.
You're standing in front of a fire. Yeah, you get it? Picture the fire.
Okay.
You're standing in front of the fire. It's a game. It's another game.
Okay.
Yeah. Standing in front of a fire. You picture the fire?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it a big fire? Small fire?
How
wooden
big?
Fire? Yeah?
Okay.
How big?
How big would you like it? Okay. Big old fire. It's a big fire. I would like a big fire. Mm-hmm. Okay? Big fire that you go a little close and you get, you know, woo! Huh? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd like you to take a 5 euro note.
Five?
5 euro. Throw it into the fire.
Okay.
Throw it in the fire.
5 euro note.
Okay.
Yeah? Now I'd like you to take a 10 euro note and throw it into the fire. Now I'd like you to take a 20 euro note and throw that into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
50 euro note.
50.
50. 50 euro note and throw that into the fire. Now I'd like you to take a 100 euro note, nice, crisp, 100 euro.
Oh, it becomes heavy now.
Are you sure?
And throw that into the fire.
Okay.
Okay?
Close eyes.
Okay. 500 euro note. 500 euro note.
What does it look like?
It's a bit yellow, violet-like,
yes,
purple,
yes.
Yeah?
We never
yeah.
saw it.
It's a nice purple.
It's a nice purple, isn't it? Tastes good too, right? Smells like green leaves. Tastes like honey. Throw that 500 euro note into the fire. Now I'd like you to take 1,000 euros. What'd you say?
They don't even know what it looks like.
Yeah. Okay. So take 2 500 euro notes.
Yes.
Okay. And throw those into the fire. Now I'd like you to take 500 euro notes, 2,500.
Okay.
And throw those into the fire. Now I'd like you to take 10 500 euro notes and throw those into the fire.
10,000.
Five thousand.
Five.
5,000. You're a futurist. And now I'd like you to take 20 of them. 10,000.
10,000.
And throw those into the fire. Okay? All right. So we could keep going with this, but I'd like to get some feedback from you guys. So what was the most difficult?
100. And once I got past 100, it became easy.
Okay. What about for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about, somebody said 50. Oh no, I'm not going to do 50.
Okay, but 100 was more. Okay,
it was easier.
Because
yeah, but 100 was a little easier. And you were ready to do 10,000. Once you got
after
50, you were like, hey, yeah. What about you guys?
No, for 50 it was a little difficult, but not a little. But
that
became very, very difficult.
Very, very difficult. Yeah? Was 10,000 difficult?
Yes.
Yeah? True? Yeah? What about for you?
Yeah, you're not even close to the what could hurt her financially.
Okay. What about for you?
I think 5,000 hurt me because I thought what I could do with that 5,000. So that hurt me.
Okay.
The rest was like, yeah, it's just money. But 5,000, like, it's a car, it's my trip, it's my.
Okay. So that's the amount. Whatever that amount is for you. That's the amount you will not allow yourself in many areas to go beyond. Okay. So everything that is.
No, αυτό είναι το ποσό που δεν θα επιτρέψει, που δεν επιτρέπει να το εαυτό σα να πάτε πέρα από αυτό.
Τα 10.000.
Τα 10.000.
Yeah. So everything that is, and once you go beyond that, as you see, it gets easier. So it's an artificial limit that you put to yourself.
Because
it's
not true.
Help me with what's going on, Maria, because I can't facilitate it if you don't tell. What's going on?
They're just asking, what is the point?
Right.
That hurt, and I said, no, it's the point that hurt, not the ending amount, but whatever point.
The most difficult, exactly, the most difficult, the thank most you. The difficult. Most difficult for you to give is that, that's your sticking point. That's where you start bringing in all the judgments, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and putting something on money that doesn't belong to money, has nothing to do with money, because as you see, 50, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, shit. 100, okay. 500, okay. Once you got beyond the 50, it was easy. So everywhere where we're sticking ourselves with the small change and not allowing ourselves to go beyond that to something that's even greater, as if we cared about it, all the significance, all the importance, all the form and structure we're giving to money that it really doesn't have for us. And everywhere we've bought all of that from somebody else, from a whole bunch of people, from a culture, can we destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
And access the freedom with which... Is anybody who had a really easy time with the 10,000? Throwing the 10,000 in there?
I had no problem at all. I thought it was a game.
It was for me. Oh, who brought the money? Who brought the money, right? Yeah. 10,000 euro, cool. Yeah. So what would it be like if we were willing to access the energy of money as a game? What would it be like if we were willing to access the energy of money as play?
Πώς θα ήταν
αν
είχαμε τη θέληση να προσεγγίσουμε τα χρήματα σαν παιχνίδι.
Martha said she didn't have any problem at all because she thought it was a game and it was fun. So everywhere where we have been unwilling to have fun with the game of money, everywhere we've been unwilling to play with money and allow money to come play with us, why would money want to come play with us if we're so serious about it? Do you want to come out and play? Yes, I'd like to come out and play. Well, do you want to have any fun? No, I don't want to have any fun. I just want to come out and play. Well, can we, you know, dance? No dancing. This is serious. This is money, and this is serious, and, you know, we're playing. This is play. This is not play. So everywhere we've misidentified and misapplied play as serious.
The hour's vibration has not connect with the vibration of money.
Can we destroy it and create all that?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, pot, box, short, boys, and beyond. Oh, and yes. If you were willing to have a little bit more fun, a little bit more joy, would joy come? Would peace come? Would freedom come? And would money want to follow?
Yeah.
Money would be leaving all the parties where, you know what, I'm going over their house because they're having fun, they're having peace, they're having joy, and they're playing. They're playing. They're playing with money. Yay! You know, and they're throwing it in the fire. We got to give them more money so that they can throw more money in the fire so that we can have fun. So everything that is, and everything that comes up, and everywhere we're not willing to have fun with money and relax and be the vibration that is compatible with money and gold and joy and peace and abundance and freedom. Can we destroy and uncreate all that? Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pop, short, boys, and beyonds. Cool. Okay. Cool. All right. So I'm going to give you guys, we're going to take a 3-minute little break.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you guys
tools.
These 5 tools to write down to where you can start really changing your...